This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. I'm Chase Golightly with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. A devastating story out in Aurora today. An 11-year-old boy was hospitalized after a drunk driver hit and dragged the boy underneath his car. The boy was crossing the street when he was hit by an SUV. Aurora police say the suspect was driving the truck and dragged the boy for a considerable distance down the road. Once the vehicle stopped, bystanders lifted the SUV and dragged the boy out from underneath. He was then taken to the hospital, where he currently has life-threatening injuries. And the driver was arrested on four charges, including DUI. A Pueblo man is behind bars today for burglary at a Northside retail store in the Steel City. The Pueblo Police Department saying today officers were notified of a burglar alarm being set off around 2 o'clock in the morning. Several officers entered the store searching for the suspect. Police finally found him hiding behind a cabinet in one of the rooms. He has been identified as Andrew Ortega, who now faces charges of second-degree burglary. Officers also saying Ortega had an active arrest warrant, but did not say what it was for. Cleanup efforts continue for the fire that burned 37 acres in Jefferson County. Many residents still under evacuation orders. The Platte River fire was first reported on Thursday afternoon, forcing residents within 2 square miles to evacuate. Those orders will be lifted once officials determine it is safe. The U.S. Forest Service said crews were on the north side of the fire, were performing mop-ups around structures, but we have not received word on if any homes or structures were damaged. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says the fire may have sparked from a downed power line. Back in Colorado Springs, the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb is back for its 99th running. Drivers will race to the top of Pikes Peak on Sunday, June 27th. This year's race will feature 6 divisions, including Unlimited, an all-Porsche group, Time Attack, and Open Wheel. That's a look at your top stories for all your news, weather, and sports. Stay tuned to the networks of KRDO. For KRDO News Radio, I'm Chase Golightly.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this evening in central Colorado. Then all of that precipitation will push off to the east overnight. We'll turn mostly clear with temps down to 59 in Colorado Springs, 62 in Pueblo. And for our Monday forecast, it'll be a hot one. 94 in Colorado Springs, that's approaching record high temperatures there. 97 in Pueblo, no chance of rain for our Monday. Keep an eye on Tuesday, isolated thunderstorms, temps in the 90s. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.